We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives. Maya, you've been tracking this literacy gap. What are you finding?
It's staggering, Alex. I just came from a community center where I was explaining to a group of parents why their kids were getting different YouTube recommendations. One mother asked me, "But how does it know?" And when I started explaining algorithms, she stopped me and said, "No. I mean, how does it know my daughter likes makeup tutorials when she's never searched for them?"
That's the heart of it, isn't it? The invisible inference.
Exactly. And here's what kills me. The companies design it to be invisible. They want the magic without the understanding.
Can I jump in here? I'm Miguel. I teach media literacy at the public library. Yesterday, a 70-year-old man brought me his phone, convinced it was listening to him. He'd been talking about needing new shoes, and suddenly shoe ads everywhere. Was it listening? That's the thing. Probably not in the way he thought. But his credit card history, his location data visiting the mall, his age demographic, the AI had everything it needed without audio. But try explaining that to someone who's never heard the word algorithm.
And we shouldn't have to explain algorithms. That's approaching it backwards. People need to understand the concept first, that there's a system making decisions about them.
Luis, you're nodding. Because Maya's right. I'm Luis. I run digital literacy programs at 3 library branches. We've been doing this all wrong. We start with WYTH. This is how to spot a deepfake when people don't even know what deep means in that context. Nadia here, tech reporter. Can I tell you what frustrates me? I write these explainers, and my editors always say, make it simpler. But some of this complexity is deliberate. Companies hide behind it. Give me an example. Credit scores. I interviewed a woman last month. Perfect payment history for 15 years. Her score dropped 40 points. Why? She closed an old credit card. The AI scoring system weighted her credit history length differently than a human might. But try finding that explained anywhere in plain English.
Oh, this connects to something I discovered. There's research showing that when people don't understand a system, they create folk theories to explain it. Like Miguel's gentleman with the listening phone.
Folk theories. Yes, I collect these. The algorithm likes it when you have to trick the system by people are creating mythology around technology they use every day. Because mythology is how humans always explain the inexplicable. But this isn't inexplicable. It's deliberately obscured. Last week, a mother came to me in tears. Her daughter didn't get into the local magnet school. The selection was AI-assisted for fairness. The mother asked me, how is it fair if we can't understand how it chose?
And there it is, the power dynamic. When you can't understand the system judging you, you can't challenge it.
The data I'm seeing suggests this is generational too. Miguel, what patterns do you notice? 3 distinct groups. Older adults who are suspicious but don't know what to be suspicious, OF. Middle-aged folks who think they understand because they use smartphones. And young people who are so immersed they can't see the water they're swimming in. That middle group is interesting. They're often the most resistant to literacy training because they think knowing how to use Instagram means they understand AI. I'm not tech illiterate. I do my banking online.
Right, but using and understanding are completely different things. It's like saying you understand agriculture because you shop at a grocery store.
That's a brilliant analogy. Can we build on that?
Think about it. You know, food appears on shelves, but do you know about soil depletion, crop rotation, supply chains, migrant labor? AI literacy is the same. You know Netflix recommends shows, but do you understand behavioral modeling, collaborative filtering, engagement metrics?
And should everyone need to understand all that?
No, but they need to understand that those systems exist and shape their choices.
Nadia, you cover tech companies. Are they deliberately keeping people in the dark? I attended a conference last year where a VP of product literally said, "The beauty of our system is that it feels like magic." Magic. They want magic, not understanding. Because understanding leads to questions. Last month, we had a workshop on how AI affects job applications. One participant realized that the personality assessment she'd been failing was actually an AI screening tool. She was furious.
As she should be. These systems are making life-altering decisions: housing, employment, healthcare.
Healthcare's a big one. My neighbor was denied coverage for a procedure. The letter said, based on our analysis. Analysis of what, by whom, or by what? This is what I'm tracking, the democracy deficit. How can we have informed consent in a democracy when people can't understand the systems governing them? I interviewed an AI ethics researcher who put it perfectly. We're creating digital serfs, people who live under algorithmic rules they neither understand nor influence.
Digital serfs, I'm stealing that. But here's what gives me hope. People want to understand. When you explain it right, they get angry at being kept in the dark.
The anger is important. It means they realize something was taken from them, agency. How do we channel that anger into literacy? Start with their lived experience. Not, here's how neural networks function, but here's why you keep seeing the same type of content.
Yes, I've developed what I call the three whys framework. Why am I seeing this? Why was this decision made about me? Why should I care?
That's good, but we need media literacy specifically for AI. People need to understand that the journalist who wrote that article might be ChatGPT, that the person they're arguing with online might be a bot. We had an incident last week. A local Facebook group was debating a development project. Turned out half the supporters were bot accounts. But how do you teach someone to spot that? Pattern recognition. Bots have tells, repetitive phrasing, generic profile pictures, suspicious timing. But those tells evolve. What worked last year doesn't work now.
Which is why we need to teach critical thinking, not just detection techniques. The question isn't, is this a bot? It's who benefits from this message being amplified.
That's Journalism 101. Follow the money, follow the power. Speaking of power, let's talk about the workplace. Luis, you mentioned job applications. It's brutal. People are being rejected by AIs before humans ever see their resumes. One woman told me she started putting white text with keywords at the bottom of her resume, gaming the system because she couldn't understand it.
And she shouldn't have to game it. This is about dignity. When you apply for a job, you deserve to know how you're being evaluated.
But companies claim proprietary algorithms, trade secrets. That's the excuse, but it's really about avoiding accountability. If people understood how biased these systems are, there'd be lawsuits. There already are lawsuits, but they're hard to win when plaintiffs can't explain what happened to them.
This is why basic AI literacy is a civil rights issue. You can't defend rights you don't know are being violated.
I see this with older adults and healthcare. They get letters saying our AI system has determined, and they just accept it. They don't know they can appeal, ask for human review. Because they've been conditioned to see technology as infallible, the computer says becomes gospel. How do we break that conditioning?
Stories. People understand stories. When I explain that AI learned from biased data, I tell them about the resume scanner that downgraded women because it learned from 10 years of male-dominated hiring.
But even biased data is jargon to most people.
You're right. I say, the AI learned from unfair examples, so it makes unfair decisions.
Analogies help. I tell people AI is like a student who only studied from outdated textbooks. It can only repeat what it learned, biases and all. That lands with people. But here's my challenge, language barriers. I work with immigrant communities. How do you explain algorithmic discrimination to someone who's still learning English? Critical question, Maya?
Visual aids, flowcharts showing decision paths. But honestly, we need multilingual resources. Tech companies operate globally, but only explain themselves in Silicon Valley English.
With Silicon Valley assumptions, they assume everyone has stable internet, smartphones, digital payment methods. The unbanked, we haven't talked about them. If you don't have traditional financial records, AIs often can't see you. You become digitally invisible. Or worse, suspicious. No credit history becomes bad credit to an algorithm. I helped a man last month who couldn't rent an apartment. The AI screening system flagged him as high risk because he'd always paid rent in cash. 20 years, never missed payment, but the AI couldn't process that.
This is why we need what I call algorithmic literacy. Understanding not just that AIs make decisions, but how those decisions reflect and amplify existing inequalities.
Can we make that concrete? What does algorithmic literacy look like in practice?
Three levels. First, awareness, knowing when AI is involved in a decision. Second, understanding, grasping basic concepts like data training and pattern matching. Third, agency, knowing your rights and options.
I'd add a fourth, community. People need to share experiences, realize they're not alone. That collective understanding is powerful. When people realize the same AI rejected multiple qualified candidates, they stop blaming themselves. I've seen that shift. I thought I was doing something wrong becomes the system is doing something wrong. But how do we reach people who don't come to libraries or community centers, who are just quietly struggling with systems they don't understand?
Meet them where they are. Doctors' offices, unemployment centers, social media, quick, digestible information at the point of need.
Did an AI make a decision about you? Here's what that means. I love that. Intervention at the moment of impact. We're piloting something similar. QR codes on rejection letters that link to plain language explanations. Are companies cooperating? Some are, others are resistant.
Because transparency threatens their power. If people understood how arbitrary some of these decisions are,
they demand better. I keep coming back to democratic participation. How can you participate in shaping technology policy if you don't understand the technology? You can't. That's the crisis. We're becoming subjects of systems we neither understand nor influence. But there's pushback happening. The EU's AI Act requires explanations for high-risk decisions. That's a start.
If it's enforced, and if the explanations are actually understandable.
That's key. I've seen explanations that are just more jargon. The deep learning model's confidence interval, that's not helping anyone. We need a plain language movement for AI, like what happened with legal documents. Yes, remember when credit card agreements were incomprehensible? Now they have to include simple summaries.
AI needs the same treatment. This decision was made by a computer program that looked at these factors.
But even defining these factors is complex when AI creates its own patterns.
True, but we can still convey the concept. The AI noticed patterns in past data and applied them to you.
And crucially, these patterns might be wrong or unfair. That's what people need to hear, that AI isn't infallible. It's not magic. It's not objective. It's human biases at machine speed.
Stealing that too. But here's what encourages me. When people get this, they become advocates. They start asking the right questions.
What are the right questions?
Who decided this AI should make this choice? What data trained it? Who profits from this decision? Can I opt out? Can I appeal?
Those questions should be on a wallet card. Seriously. Or a poster in every government office. Your AI rights. Do we have AI rights? We should. Right to explanation. Right to human review. Right to correct data errors.
Right to understand. That's the fundamental one.
So where do we go from here? How do we build this literacy? Start young, but don't forget adults. Integrate AI literacy into existing programs. Financial literacy, health literacy, civic education. Make it relevant. Not understanding AI, but understanding how AI affects your life.
And build critical thinking skills that transfer. If you can question an AI's decision, you can question other opaque systems too.
Media organizations have a role. We need to stop treating AI like tech news and start treating it like civic news. Because it is civic news. It's about power, rights, democracy.
Exactly. This isn't about making everyone a programmer. It's about making everyone an informed citizen in a digital democracy.
That's beautiful, but practically, we need funding. Libraries, community centers, adult education programs are already stretched thin. And we need trained facilitators. You can't teach what you don't understand. Tech companies should fund this. They created the complexity. They should fund the education. Would they, though, when obscurity serves their interests?
Then we make it serve their interests, Informed users make better customers, fewer support calls, less backlash.
Or we regulate, require algorithmic impact statements in plain language, like environmental impact statements. Exactly. This AI system will affect your community in these ways. I like that framework, environmental thinking for digital systems, because it is an environment. We live in it, breathe it, are shaped by it.
And like environmental literacy, AI literacy is about survival, economic survival, social survival, democratic survival.
That's where we've landed then. This isn't optional education, it's essential literacy for modern life. For human dignity in the age of machines. For democracy in the age of algorithms. For justice in the age of automated decisions.
For agency in our own lives. Because that's what this is really about, ensuring humans remain the authors of their own stories, even in an AI-written world.
And that starts with understanding.